Macmillan Audio presents Where the World Ends by Geraldine McCochrane. Read for you by Angus King.
Chapter 1. Crossing Over. His mother gave him a new pair of socks, a puffin teat on the voyage, and a kiss in the cheek.
"God will keep you safe, Quilliam, but he'll not keep you clean. You must do that for yourself."
Happily, she did not try to hug him close. He shook hands with his father, who remarked, quite amicably, "The floor needs digging out. You can give me a hand when you get back." Then Quill walked down to the boat. His parents followed on behind, of course, but the goodbyes were done and out of the way. Besides, he would be back in a week or three. They were only going out to one of the stacks to harvest the summer plenty. Bird meat, eggs, feathers, oil. It was a blade-sharp August day. The sea burned black by the sun's brightness. And no, there were no omens hinting at trouble ahead. Herta people notice such things. The clouds did not split open and let fall drops of blood. Someone would have remembered that. No sinister birds settled on anyone's roof.